Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Let's hope that this works. I'm having to use this stupid tablet. At all whatsoever. Because I have no way of stopping this thing. Like, how does this stop? Notifications off. Let's try that. I don't know what's happening with the internet. But that intro played pretty shitty, if you ask me. But yay, here we are. So, greetings. If you're listening to my show, then you know who I am. Me and my cat are here to tell you to continue resisting your government, because I assure you this is fucking bullshit. I've been somewhat keeping to myself on this a little bit and kind of just watching and keeping my ears open on stuff. And I'm really sorry to tell you people, but none of this is looking good for anyone involved, mostly for the American people. They are pretty much using us and everything that we make happen, basically, with our fucking tax money that we put in and all of our hard work and everybody that suffers and whatnot. Yeah. After all that. All right, Miss Meow. Everything that they're doing that's taking away from the cause of what's important, which is our country. I hope that this is still working. I apologize, everyone. My internet's going crazy. Okay. If I could just keep everybody from moving, we'll be okay. So pardon me this morning. Now is all over the place. Anyway. I don't know if this is broadcasting very well. I can't hear myself. So bear with me on that. Looks like the Mueller report is being intertwined with this whole impeachment proceedings, which is not to say that I'm surprised, because what we're talking about our own intelligence agencies, like here. You're going to tell me that the FBI, the CIA, and all of our intelligence agencies are the deep state now? Because they're telling you you did something wrong and you're trying to cover it up? Like, no matter of throwing out tweets is going to make you look any less stupid and just obvious. I mean, I just can't. I wouldn't be able to stay employed, like, having the capacity that this 75-year-old fucking man child who has, I'm sure they didn't give him the nuclear codes. Let's just be honest here. We're talking about Donald Trump, who doesn't know that country isn't supposed to be capitalized. I fucking swear to God. That's just like my right now, because I'm just, what the fuck? Every time he tweets, like, I just got out of Twitter jail, and I'm already headed towards that direction, because I just cannot hold all this word vomit within myself. It's just, all of this stuff is just absolutely galling, and all the rest of you wonderful, fine people, Brazil, Myanmar, I hope I said that right, in the UK, Denmark, Germany, Canada, all you guys who are tuning in, please, I don't know if prayers work, but fuck, pray for us. We're going to need it, because as long as we're allowing this white supremacist propagandist, basically, these extensions of Hitler to create movements all across the globe, we're just headed towards, well, basically another Third Reich. So, overall, I mean, this is just, I'm fucking lost for goddamn words, and I just can't right now. I just want to read off all the stupid shit he fucking says. Okay, so whilst I'm waiting to do tarot, and I have no guarantees that we're going to even do tarot today, but I am offering it. And I hate to be that guy, but we're raising money for kids to eat. So if I give you a tarot reading and you like it, even a quarter helps. Because the more people that are getting defunded for food stamps means the more kids that are going to go hungry at school. So we're going to try and help raise money for that. I don't know what good it will do, but at least try. Fuck. I'm not going to start a charity and, let's say, rob it like Donald Trump and his terrible family who are now barred from having charities. I just can't believe this person's fucking president, but it's not surprising when you have an agenda to absolutely emancipate America from its, I guess what you could say, the top conglomerate as the head of war, basically, with Russia and all the world powers, because we're no longer a world power or seen as such. And all you white supremacists can thank yourselves for that, because no one's taking you fucking seriously anymore. So I'm just going to go off with the old movements, because oh, by the way, I thought I would share this. I'm glad I snagged this right now and we're talking about it. If you have access to resources, I invite you to share them with the hashtag RIP Medical Debt Holiday Fundraiser, which will run through January 1st, 2020. All donations are tax deductible. You can find that at secure.qgiv.com/event/prison. I can't tell what that is. I will try and get that, I guess. Prison culture should get you there. Or just Google the Medical Debt Holiday Fundraiser, but it runs through January 1st, 2020. So just a little tidbit there. And for those of you, if you... and I mean, this is everywhere around the world. There's just no way to put it. With everything going on, the end is here. I don't know if it's like a biblical sense, but it's definitely on a sense of humanity, on as well as other things, and a total collapse of not just environmental but economical. We are headed for ruins as we know it, and our systemic need to consumerize and basically attend to, what is the words I'm looking for? It's like right there in my the need and satisfaction for what's the word? It's like right there. I'm trying to think. It's there. The entertainment. There it is. It took a second. Yeah. If you're finding yourself upset with the way things are going, not just with what America is doing, just overall what all of our governments that are doing terrible things are doing. If you're feeling like you're lost for words, I want to assure you that you are a good human and your parents raised you and left you in a good place. They left this world in good hands. So be happy, guys, because there are more of us than there are them. But, I mean, with all this shit going on, the dumber people, the one-third that are allowing this to happen, are just going to further those efforts. So I'm going to tell you what the fuck gaslighting is. In 2002, Trump said, "I've known Jeff Epstein for 15 years. Terrific guy. He's a lot of fun to be with." Trump, 2019. "I was not a fan of Epstein's. That I can tell you. I was not a fan of his." This is gaslighting. You find people in your life gaslighting you like the president does. It might be time. So I keep getting amongst the hate mail, all this stuff talking about the Electoral College and all this stuff. Well, it should be banned because the population of California looks like it's in the 38, I want to say million, 38 billion, 800 million. The population of Wyoming is 584,153. California has 55 electoral votes. Wyoming has only 3. It takes 705,454 Californians to equal 1 electoral vote. It takes 194,717 Wyomingites to equal 1 electoral vote. That makes every vote from Wyoming worth 362% more what each vote from California is in the election for the president of the United States of America. So, I don't know. I think it's all rigged. I just can't. This fucking idiot goes out and tells people he stuck up for three lawyers against the deep state. Like, you're calling. I just can't with this. At some point, how do you even make out what any of this shit is anymore? All right. So moving on. Whilst we see and wait for anyone to come, I will continue with my news because I wanted to share some of the stuff that I have picked up. And for those of you listening and keep up with stuff, trust me, I am trying to as well. But I've been gathering up the stuff, so I'll just go through my fucking replies and tweets. To these assholes. By the way, yeah, that's right. Now, and I say resist your fucking government because this is fucking bullshit. And we have every right to do so because when the rule of law does not apply to those who are making the laws, then you're just being ruled. And I would rather not. So, the stuff that I have, this idiot, and he keeps backtracking and then he'll go forward and backtrack. I'm just like, come on, guy, you keep doing this on the damn TV. And then he called into Fox News while they're on TV. It's like watching an old person hold up a QVC host person with their bigoted rants because no one wants to listen to them. It's horrifying, and it would be hilarious if it wasn't like so fucking sad. In American, I mean, that's America. This is where we are. Yeah, I had to pull that button. That's right. And that's where we are. Congratulations, you fucking pieces of shit. So when he said in my phone call today, I hate this when he does this too. When I said in my phone call to the president of Ukraine, I would like you to do us a favor, though, because our country has been through a lot and Ukraine knows a lot about it. With the word us, I'm referring to the United States, our country. Stop capitalizing country, you fucking idiot. Oh, God. And the fact is, no, you didn't say one word about corruption. It was all about Joe Biden, who sneaks into your prison nightmares every night. What that perfect call is what will put you in prison for good. Perfect. Yeah, this fucking idiot trying to backtrack. You've admitted again. I must fucking, God damn it. I wake up in the fucking middle of my sleep to do a damaged fucking report. Too dumb to crime is what I say. Anyway, as far as the whole Barron shit, you don't get to fucking pull that bullshit. I really don't care, do you? Be best Bertha Epstein visa recipient can fuck all the way off. Fuck you and your stupid Barron bullshit. Your fucking goddamn anchor baby. He fucking hates his own dad. Trust me, we see it. We can see it on his face, sweetheart. He fucking hates all of you. He hates being on this planet. You look so desperate. It's fucking sad. So I wanted to play some stuff because I find it absurd. Absolutely absurd.
Despite your political preferences and Mr. Radcliffe. Thank you, Chairman. Professor Turley, I'd like to start where you started because you said something that I think bears repeating. You said, I'm not a supporter of President Trump. I voted against him in 2016, and I have previously voted for Presidents Clinton and Obama. But despite your political preferences and persuasions, you reached this conclusion. The current legal case for impeachment is not just woefully inadequate, but in some respects dangerous as the basis for impeachment of an American president. So let me start by commending you for being the kind of example of what hopefully everyone on this committee will do as we approach the task that we have of determining whether or not there were any impeachable offenses here. One of the problems that you've articulated as leading you to the conclusion of calling this the shortest impeachment proceeding with the thinnest evidentiary record and the narrowest grounds ever attempted to impeach a president is the fact that there has been this ever-changing, constantly evolving, moving target of accusations, if you will. The July 25th phone call started out as an alleged quid pro quo and briefly became an extortion scheme, a bribery scheme. I think it's back to quid pro quo.
Now, pretty much
besides pointing out that both Speaker Pelosi and Chairman Schiff waited until almost every witness had been deposed before they even started to use the term bribery, I think you've clearly articulated why you think the definitions that they have used publicly are flawed, if not unconstitutional, both in the 18th century or in the 21st century. But would you agree with me that bribery under any valid definition.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. News, news, news. What did you say?
Thank you, Lucy. Breaking news is just ask for him to continue on and go on with the impeachment now.
Nancy Pelosi just announced she is going to fucking ask for them to move in with impeachment proceedings. We are going to the next level. Did you hear this, you stupid fuck? So all this shit
requires that a specific quid pro quo be
you
proven.
Hear all that bullshit?
Yeah.
That is gaslighting, motherfuckers. And that's what they're trying to fucking do. Divide and conquer, bitches. While they're busy trying to destroy and dismantle, the people are really that are really working hard to fucking fix all this shit. And I don't care who the fuck you are or what side you're goddamn on. This is bullshit. This is not democracy. You're not a king, and you never were. You never will be. And you work for Russia, period. We don't stand down to Russia. We don't stand down to anybody. We definitely are bullies, so we are terrorists all on our own. But definitely doing this in favor of Russia and Turkey and the Saudis, especially with Khashoggi, y'all are so fucked. Nunes, you piece of shit. You should have fucking been in jail. Why Rudy Giuliani is still out is beyond me. They must have some serious stuff coming out of him. I mean, how he is not already thrown under the bus. Well, I mean, he did try, but we'll see. And I said it. I kept tweeting both of them. I was tagging both Rudy Giuliani and Trump all the time. What's going to happen when Rudy Giuliani fucking turns on Trump for immunity? So, I don't know, man. I've called it and called it. But, I mean, my mom's definitely, she called it from the get-go. And, I mean, all of you people with your MAGA shit and you, River Dark Heart, stop now. Get out of the way, ma'am. Come on. Come on. I'm trying to see. There's a person that's following us. Let me see if I can see who it is. I wanted to make this shout out really quick because I don't know who it is, but somebody is following us, and I'm pretty sure it's that Dark River or Darkness of the Heart or whatever person. Hold on. I'm going to try and see who what's going on with that. I don't know if I could see them all. But yeah, this person is like pro-Trump or whatever. I don't know if some of the stuff we've been getting is from the person listening in on the show, but I see you, bro. I see you. But all this stuff where you're just going to, we're waiting for the, we're going to start the next civil war. Okay, so the first one, did you guys even know what that was about? A group of people wanted to still own a bunch of other people, which was wrong to begin with and should have never happened. And they wanted to fight about it, about keeping them. And honestly, the president didn't give a shit about freeing slaves. He just wanted to end the war without any more bloodshed. So that's the only reason he freed the slaves. All of this shit is fucking bullshit. You're just, it's fucking unbelievable. And it's the same shit over and over and over and over. And we're just not, if we don't stop and try and realize that your government don't give a flying fuck rat's ass about you and only wants to keep you in fucking prison in your mind, in your body, your soul. I think when we realize that, the day that it happens, I don't know, man. That's going to be the real revolution. They're doing everything they can to fucking stop us at any chance that they have, including not protecting our elections. I've got a list. Oh, yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. I am so glad I have the opportunity to do this because of getting back out of Twitter jail and whatnot. And you know me, starting shit as always. And, like, I've been spreading this one thing, and I need to get this out because we are being told that certain people are do-nothing Dems. I have a list for you, though. House Democrats fighting for the people versus Senate Republic inaction. All these things were passed by the House. Protecting access to affordable health care, lowering pharmaceutical drug prices. Passed. They're not, everything I say passed, they fucking, like, are against and voted against and won't even put up the bills for. Like, he has these bills sitting. For the People Act, the Equality Act, American Dream and Promise Act, Paycheck Fairness Act, Bipartisan Background Checks Act, Enhanced Background Checks Act, Climate Action Now Act, which we really need to be a part of, Raise the Wage Act, Bipartisan Budget Act, appropriation bills that cover 96% of government, Securing America's Federal Elections Act, Violence Against Women Reauthorization Act, Butch Lewis Act, which I'll look that up for you if you don't know what that is, the Secure Act, Consumers First Act, Fair Act, Save the Internet Act, Veterans Access to Child Care Act, Blocking Drilling in Coastal Communities and ANWR, Responding to the Humanitarian Situation at the Border, FY20 Intelligence Authorization Act, NATO Support Act, Venezuela TPS Act, Federal Civilian Workforce Pay Raise Fairness Act, CSAR, Syria Civilian Protection Act, Safe Banking Act, Middle Class Health Benefits Tax Repeal Act. All of that is what Republicans have been passing at the House, but sits because the Republicans and bitch Mitch McConnell, who is known for reaping fucking bills, is just letting stack up on his fucking desk while claiming that we're not doing anything. Okay, well, you've stopped any sort of progress. We have no progress and no process because we are being, like, stopped at every fucking chance that they have. But see, this is why we have checks and balances, and this is why we have several intelligence agencies, and this is why we have a fucking constitution, and this is why we have everything in place. But the minute that you're telling a fucking president they can just sit there and do all this shit and be above the law, and, like, if I did any of this shit, I'd be in jail. Subpoenas? Forget about it. I'd be in fucking jail. You'd be in fucking jail. You're telling a fucking president that he can do whatever he wants and override anybody and everybody and do whatever the fuck he wants and reap the benefits because we're not getting shit. Oh, and by the way, he ain't instilled a goddamn part of that fucking wall anywhere. They're taking our money and they're running. He is infiltrating all of the money he's taking and putting it through his family, his fucking friends and offshore accounts. It's ridiculous the amount of shit these fucking grifters are doing using the presidency and your backbreaking fucking work and hard-earned tax dollars that you fucking have to take off your checks every fucking week and then just to put shit in the Social Security to be told it's a fucking entitlement? You fucking kidding me? You guys are going to tell me that we rely on food stamps wholly as a nation for food, for everything, for even Walmart workers. Most of them have food stamps, if not all of them, unless they have another spouse that works another job or whatever. I'm sorry. No, you're going to tell me you're going to vote and put this person in and check and balance what the fuck he does while he's balancing your food and lives? I just can't. When the rule of law does not apply to the lawmaker, then there is no, you're being fucking played. You're being ruled. There is no leadership. There is no leading at all. This is an oligarchy, and I call fucking shenanigans. This is fucking bananas. But this isn't new. This is something that has always been. This is who we are. This is just the fucking mentality of being a human. We are so destructive, and we can't just be. We're meddlesome. We have to take over and intervene with shit that we have fucking no business being involved with. We impose our ideas and what we think should be right on other people because as my brother put it, it's all under the same shit. It's all the fucking same. It's all the same shit, just different languages. And we're just being controlled by one group mass. And the church owns everything. And at one time, they were the most powerful fucking thing. And kings had to force themselves into the same Reich as the fucking church, which is why we have separation of church and state. And that's why they changed the Bible, especially King James. There's a lot of shit that we people are not told, and we're brainwashed into thinking certain ways and things, and you're being told how to think. You fucking just gotta wake up, man. I don't know how to tell you guys, but y'all are fucking sleeping, bro. Like, I'm just beyond myself. Every day I wake up and I'm just like, what the fuck? How is this person still in? How did you land in office? How is it that people like me have to work so hard just to stay above water, who can use a proper sentence and know when to capitalize shit? For God's sakes, man. I can't get over that. He did it several times. He capitalized the word country without it being in the beginning of a sentence. Like, his capitalization is, oh God, I can't with it. This fucking OCD is killing me. I don't know, man. I can't believe this. I will be representing our country in London at NATO while the Democrats are holding the most ridiculous impeachment hearings in history. Read the transcripts. We did. And that's why you're in trouble, you stupid fuck. Country isn't capital unless it's like at the beginning of a sentence. Why are you so dumb? Like, I couldn't hire an employee as dumb as you. The radical left isn't a fucking thing. I just can't. Oh, God. He just keeps tweeting. And the more and more he tweets, I don't know. I don't know. But that Jim Jordan guy, we know. We know what you did. You fucking knew. You let those kids get raped and you turned a blind eye. You fucking knew. You're guilty as fuck. Oh, and by the way, Epstein didn't kill himself. He was killed by the people that want him dead, mainly probably Donald Trump and almost every high-powered in-power CEO probably ever and producer ever. I mean, wake the fuck up, people. We are the biggest hypocrites ever. I mean, once we realize and just get comfortable with the words, we sex traffic children through our DHS system, through Child and Family Protective Services. And, you know, we just need to just, you know, get used to the fact that that's who we are, or we need to do something to change it. Are you okay with doing all these horrible things, or are you going to be against them? I'm fucking a loss of four words of America right now, but, you know, to say that this isn't who we are, we've been snatching kids out of the arms of women for fucking since the white man showed up on this goddamn land. And that ain't gonna change, I'm afraid. But that's definitely who we've always been. And here, Moscow Mitch, and I happen to believe our Constitution and our democracy is the most important thing that needs to be addressed right now. And by the way, why haven't you signed off on any of the bills protecting our country from foreign interference? Right? When laws don't apply to lawmakers, you're not being governed. You're being ruled. Played. So many bills currently in Mitch McConnell's legislative graveyard. It's ridiculous. All those earlier acts that I had named and bills they've tried to pass are all sitting on his. Really quick. And I hate this person. I do. Jim Jordan yelling. How are you going to ask questions and then, like, tell them not to interrupt you when you've asked a question? Like, I don't understand how yelling at the person that you're questioning helps out fucking Trump, but it just makes everybody look so fucking goddamn obvious. Let's see.
Today, American people have to, focus on something else, which is the sacrifice and the service that is given by our law enforcement officers.
Let me replay this for you right now. William Barr wants the police to stop protecting communities where they don't feel sufficient respect and support.
Today, American people have to focus on something else, which is the sacrifice and the service that is given by our law enforcement officers. And they have to start showing more than they do the respect and support that law enforcement deserves. And if communities don't give that support and respect, they may find themselves without the police protection they need.
Is that a threat? Because let me fucking tell you one thing. I respect the police. Trust me on that. I've been arrested by them a lot growing up. I'm like the most funnest person to have in the back of your cop car. I'm very nice to them. I'm respectful. I get it. You know, the job that they decide to do, how they put their life on the line and whatnot. But there's a point yet again when the rule of law does not apply. You have to enforce and make sure every police officer, just like every person that's like makes an action that creates reaction, we have to take accountability for what happens, for what we do. And when you're telling the police that if they don't feel like they're getting away with whatever they want, they don't have to police the communities. I just can't even right now. The shit that this fucking piece of shit is spewing. And there's fucking more people, and don't you worry for one fucking second. They are right now going through they're going ahead with proceedings. But I wanted to point out Matt Gaetz as he tries to help out his pedophile in chief, I guess, and he fails miserably.
Democrats have made it painfully.
Let's start that.
I believe that impeachment is warranted whenever the president abuses his power for personal benefit or to corrupt the democratic process.
Did you write an article entitled "It's Hard to Take Impeachment Seriously Now"?
Yes, I did write that article.
And in that article, did you write? Hold on, I'm limited on time.
So, I wrote
did you
that
write
article.
Since
like
the 2018
the
midterm election, House Democrats have made it painfully clear that discussing impeachment is primarily or even exclusively a tool to weaken President Trump's chances in 2020. Did you write those words?
Until this call on July 25th, I was an impeachment skeptic.
Very well.
I'll change my mind, sir. And
thank you. I appreciate your testimony.
And you fucking failed. You can't ever at every turn. And this is the term gaslighting, and the earlier term that I had used. This is what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. This is what they're trying to do to keep you busy and hating and working, and like everything's business as usual. But if we continue business as usual with our own personal lives, we're heading off to a very bad time, because it's not business as usual. What's normal for the spider is chaos for the fly, and that definitely implies to the normal citizen of America and what the government is for us today. It's not what you see isn't what you're seeing, and it is not what you're hearing is not what you're hearing. It is exactly what you see, and it is exactly what you hear. And don't you let anyone else fucking tell you any different. Your only objective, I believe now, if you're going to argue if a God rules this place or made this place or whatever the case may be, we're ruining it. you're destroying it while you're busy killing each other over oil and gas and a God that we have no proof exists. Supposedly he made this. Supposedly he's a he. And we're just fucking it up for what? And I have, before I sign off, because I don't think anyone's going to show up, I want to say with all of the Bruce Waynes that we have, that we have no fucking Batman. And I think we could really use a fucking Batman right now. We really could. So that is my start off for this week. Things have been pretty crazy, but I think it'll go back to normal. I think some good new things are coming on the rise, so I'm going to pitch some ideas and stuff and start just throwing out new shows and whatever, but I'll be on tomorrow before work, and we're going to try and kick off some tarot, and let's see. If you missed me today, don't worry. I'll be here tomorrow. Just keep checking. And I'm sorry if you missed me, man. Things are a little bit crazy right now. I'm super exhausted, and the holidays have really kicked my ass and working, like, a lot. So, but I'm there with you. If you need anything, you need me to do a tarot reading or whatever, quickly for you, set something up. Zen. That's the T at gmail.com, exactly how it sounds. I made it very easily. Just drop me a line. And it's okay for your hate mail, too. Don't worry. It just goes in my spam folder now. But, yeah, I'll be here. But we're gonna try and get back to normal. But thanks, everybody, for coming here and listening to our rants and whoever shared me 990 times over the past 24 hours. That's pretty awesome. So that's the tea for today, and if you're an angry American, keep fucking resisting. If you're an angry citizen of the global community of the world and you're angry, keep resisting, because resistance is the only way that we could persevere through this. And I think that we're going to learn a lot about ourselves, not just about our country, but and the people around us, but ourselves within, because boiling water turns eggs hard and noodles soft. So this is just one of those things. You either get hard or you get soft. But now is not the time to start getting soft. So that's the tea and my insightful shit for the day. Yay. Bye. I'll be back tomorrow.